Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 26, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Transient anticholinergic burden and out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, a case crossover study. This case crossover study using Taiwan's National Health Insurance Research Database, involving 173,974 adults, showed that transient increases in anticholinergic burden were associated with a higher risk of out-of-hospital cardiac arrest in middle-aged and older adults. The study utilized case crossover, case time control, and case time control designs to assess this association. This finding highlights the potential cardiovascular risks associated with anticholinergic medications, particularly in vulnerable populations. Article number 2. Antihypertensive treatment in young adults and cardiovascular risk, a population-based cohort study. This population-based cohort study assessed the impact of antihypertensive treatment adherence on cardiovascular outcomes in young adults 18 to 39 years, compared to middle-aged adults 40 to 55 years. The study found evidence of a protective effect of antihypertensive drugs in young adults with good adherence, demonstrating a reduction in both non-fatal and fatal cardiovascular events. These results support the importance of early hypertension management to mitigate long-term cardiovascular risk. Article number 3. Importance of basic science and research training for the future generation of cardiologists. This article emphasizes the critical role of basic science and research training for future cardiologists to effectively translate preclinical and clinical findings into innovative therapeutic strategies. It highlights the rapid advancements in molecular, cellular biology, and multi-omics studies, necessitating a strong foundation in basic science to understand cardiac disease mechanisms with precision. The authors advocate for integrating rigorous research training into cardiology education to foster innovation and improve patient outcomes. Article number 4. Drug-coated versus non-drug-coated devices for femoropopliteal artery interventions. Long-term outcomes of the SAF-EPAD study. Study's final report compared long-term outcomes of drug-coated devices versus non-drug-coated devices in femoropopliteal artery interventions. The study demonstrated that drug-coated devices, including drug-coated balloons and drug-eluting stents, significantly reduced restenosis rates compared to non-drug-coated devices. However, further long-term follow-up is needed to fully address concerns about potential mortality risks associated with drug-coated devices. Article number 5. Mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist, MRA, use in UK heart failure care, a national primary care cohort study. This national primary care cohort study evaluated mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist prescription patterns in UK patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction who met guideline criteria for their use. The study revealed significant underutilization of mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists despite guideline recommendations, highlighting a critical gap in heart failure management. Addressing barriers to mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist prescription and adherence is essential to improve outcomes in this population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.